wa Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam bima huwa ahlu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim rabbi zidni ilma. Alhamdulillah, we are familiar with regards to zakat that it is one of the pillars of Islam. It's fard, so the significance, the importance is realized by many of us, or almost all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq insha'Allah, that we be particular and conscientize ourselves with regards to the calculation of zakat. One is a person realizing, knowing that he has to give his zakat, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our discharging of our zakat, accept it insha'Allah. But we have to be very particular in the calculation of our zakat. Zakat cannot be estimated. Person cannot say, last year this is how much I gave plus 10% possible, and then he says, let me add so much. So in such a situation, you are estimating your zakat. The zakat will not be fulfilled if you did not meet the criteria. Means, if example a person needed to pay X amount, let's say example a person's zakat, he needed to pay 1,000 rand. But he calculated it, he said, last year I gave 800, never mind, this year I'll give 900. That zakat is, there's a shortfall for which there is severe punishment. That little shortfall is severe punishment. Let's take salah. Salah is a composition of how many arkan, postures. Let's take out one posture. Person is making qiyam, he's standing, reading, qira'ah, ruku, everything. The only thing he misses out is one sajda. There's two. He says, now ruku was one, now sajda, why two? So he does one sajda. That salah won't even be accepted. We won't even say his fard is done. That has to be repeated. So we're not going to say that the zakat must be repeated, but it's not fulfilled, it's not discharged, for which all the severe punishments still apply. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Some important masail, we don't want to go into the detail. With regards to the significance and importance, we are familiar and au fait. But just with regards to some important masail regarding zakat, if there may be any particular masla regarding yourself or any particular situation that is not discussed, then we can speak about that after the program, insha'Allah. The first important point is, upon whom is zakat? The person has to be Muslim, sane, mature. These are some of the important laws. He has to be Muslim. There's no zakat on non-Muslim. He has to be of age. That's very important. He has to be sane. If a child is, or person is insane, there's no zakat. Again, with regards to the age, for parents to remember, this is not for the children, for the parents, that the zakat is necessary on the child the moment he becomes sahibun malikun nisab, the owner of the threshold, that minimum, which is 612.37 grams of silver. Today's day, it's approximately 9,700 rand, approximately. If a child already owns that amount, and he's 10 years old, there's no zakat. He's 11 years old, there's no zakat. We're not saying there's no zakat. He's not yet baligh. Example. The day he becomes baligh, that is his date of zakat. That has to be recorded as an Islamic date, not English date. Why? Zakat is paid on a lunar cycle, not a solar cycle. Which means if a person is calculating a solar cycle, at every approximately 36 years, he'll be missing 1 year. For every 33 years approximately, he'll miss 1 year. Every 33, he'll miss one. Because that cycle is supposed to be with the lunar year, not the solar year. So it's important that the Islamic date. So we have to record that for our children. Now the question comes, okay, Mawlana, but you know, me and my family, we always pay in zakat in Ramadan. Most of us, we don't even know our date of zakat. We chose a date. Alhamdulillah, the person doesn't know, he chooses a date. Specifies that, and that has to be the specified date of zakat every year. Exactly on that date. This makes a difference on certain commodities, not all. Yes, if a person has got example is, got foreign currency. One day makes a big difference. Meaning the fluctuating currencies of the market can make a difference. A person is a wholesaler. Then the price of the commodity market value related on that day can make a difference. So every situation would be different. But it's important that on that date we calculate. That particular date. Once we have selected a date and said, right, mine is the 5th of Ramadan. We didn't know, so we chose. Every year, 5th, you have to calculate. Calculate a full inventory list has to be, person has to go through and calculate his zakat that is due. Yes, once a person knows that amount, then he has to start paying it. So coming back to that lunar date that has to be fixed, the lunar date, we need to remember it for our children. However, if example that came in between the year, meaning before Ramadan, me as a father, I'm paying it in Ramadan. Now my child is maybe 4-5 months before Ramadan, he attained the age of puberty. Now Ramadan, can we discharge it? Alhamdulillah. In Ramadan, start discharging it. If you want it that way, it's going to be in advance, we're going to say. So, but that date has to be known. That date is known. Why? See, what can happen is, with our ownership, our possessions and assets, there can be fluctuation in the markets. Now, if we calculated it on a date besides the zakatable date and discharged it on a date besides the zakatable date, perhaps there was a shortfall. So maybe a person has got dollars. Easy example, person has got dollars. The day he's paying his zakat, that day the dollar is 19 rand. He's supposed to calculate it on 19. That's his zakat date. But Ramadan comes, it's 18:20. So he calculated 18:20, he looked at his assets and he was discharging zakat. But the zakat date of his, that value was 19, not 18:20. So he'll be paying short. Therefore that zakat date is imperative, very important that we keep note, we calculate. Yes, the discharging can be in installments. But once I know that figure, I need to start paying up for it. Once off will be best. That's why for the platinum members, ordinary people now you pay it. When you got your zakat date, you pay in it. But now for platinum members, we generally advise that monthly zakat should be discharged. Monthly just give. You know what is your approximate, there's a ballpark figure you have, my zakat amount. So whatever be that amount, going into the 7 digits or 8 digits, whatever is that amount, you know it. So your monthly amount is 100,000, 150,000. Now on that zakat day, to give 4 million wasn't hard. Or 10 million is not difficult. Over the years, over the months, I gave 100, I gave 200, you calculated it, you know what, I already paid 2 million, how much left? Just only 2 million left. Okay, only 2 million, it's fine now. But you tell him 4 million, 5, now it's like daunting, so much to give. Therefore to pay it, for any person for that matter, monthly, or there is an occasion, a person gave it in advance. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, such a practice was in vogue. Some Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to pay it in advance. So that zakat date is imperative, that's very, very important, that we keep that and calculate it on that day. Zakat is a simple amount. It's only 2.5%. Subhanallah. Allah has made it so merciful, so easy for us. He has given us 100% wealth. Whatever we have belongs to Allah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We gave it to them. But from that 100%, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying 2.5%. Just 1/40th, as we would say. Or 2.5%, a simple, small amount needs to be paid in zakat. If a person, so example, we've got a zakat date, the 1st of Ramadan. The next 1st of Ramadan, I need to calculate. In between what happens, irrespective. Even if in between the year, my zakatable assets came to a value of 4,000, 5,000, even 500 rand, no problem. But as long as at the two ends, meaning one zakat date to the next zakat date, both those dates I had full nisab. Then at the completion of one lunar year, first Ramadan, calculate and pay your zakat. However, if during the year a person became insolvent and he was owner of nothing, zero rand, he sometimes a minus or zero, nothing to his account, now he is not eligible to pay zakat. It is not compulsory for him to pay zakat until he does not become the owner of the threshold again. That nisab amount, which we are saying 97 at the moment, 9,700 rand. When he is the owner of that amount, that date, Islamically, is his zakat date now. Now it all changes again. Why he went to zero? Then the entire zakat date will change. But if he does not hit rock bottom, zero or minus, then a person will have to use the two ends. He's got the threshold and zakat has to be paid. There's no zakat on the house, there's no zakat on cars. Sometimes a person says, Mawlana, I got that one. That one is my sports car, we use it. You know, the family, we take a drive on a Saturday, Sunday. That Porsche, we only take it out weekends now. We don't use it daily. And it's an investment for me. I know at the end of my... This one is in demand, limited edition. There's only 5 in the country. I'll get my money back. Zakat on it? No zakat. Are you using it? Whether you're using it or not, it's a car. If the intention is to sell, it's zakatable. But if a person bought it, I'm going to drive it. Yeah, when there's a wedding, I'll take it. There is some occasion, I'll drive it. No problem. His intention is not to resale. He, in the back of his mind, he says, I won't lose money. That's not resale. But if a person buys and he says, listen, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to be selling it the next couple of months. Intention is, I'm buying it to sell it. Zakat upon that. Stock in trade, house, car, person's got one house he's staying in, and the other house, when my son gets married, that's for him. At the moment, it's there, visitors come, it's just there, but it's for my son, no zakat on that. That also, it's bought with the intention of giving it to a person, to the son, collecting rent, there's no zakat on the capital, it's only on the dividends, if you're getting rent. So if a person, coming to investments, if a person has invested his money, so things that we are using, there's no zakat. Our clothes, there's extra clothes. The woman, yes, there is zakat on jewelry, even if they're using it gold and silver only, not diamonds, precious stones, etc. Only gold and silver. Pure gold and silver, there is zakat on it. That has to be calculated and zakat has to be paid by the woman on that. On zakat, even if they are using it. Equipment that we have for work, there's no zakat. Stock in trade, there is zakat. But stock in trade, we have to calculate market value of it. If you are a retailer, the retail market price, not your selling price, not what you bought it for, but what's the market price of it. For that, if there is any confusion, then we can speak about it some on a personal basis, if there is any queries. And if a person is a wholesaler, then the wholesale retail price of it. So he's not his selling price. But if it's a small difference in amount, then if a person wants to be cautious and he says, my selling price I want to take, alhamdulillah, very good. As long as the selling price is more than the market price, meaning your selling price is more than the market price of it, then you can take that as an amount to calculate for the stock. So some ulama, what they used to do is do calculations of everything just before Ramadan. And in Ramadan, it's just the money to pay. Why in Ramadan, we don't want to be spending time calculating, there's a list, do stock, check up, etc. So all of those lists used to be paid beforehand. Some ulama actually, okay, alhamdulillah, for us, we have that intention that we want to have multifold reward, therefore we discharge it in Ramadan. Some of the ulama used to discharge the zakat before Ramadan, to say, in Ramadan, my focus is only ibadat. I don't want to do anything else. Yes, I'll get my multifold reward for every other ibadat, but the zakat must be done before. Nothing must come between me and the ibadat of Allah in the month of Ramadan. But be as it may, if a person has the zakat date in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, it can be paid in Ramadan. So things that we are using, things that we own, sometimes can be extra. There's no zakat, as we said. Even if a person has bought some very expensive watch or a very expensive, whatever it may be that he has, jacket, shoe, There's no zakat on it unless the intention was to buy, to sell. When I get, my intention is to sell it. So he's got it in the back of his mind to sell, then only there is zakat on it. We want to pay the zakat of our wives. Niyat is very important. When discharging zakat, someone came to the shop and you said, give him 1,000 rand, give him 1,000 rand. You went home and you said, my intention is that was zakat. With zakat, it'll be good intention, too late. At the time of discharging, that's the time the intention has to be there. Or when a person takes out money and he puts it aside into an envelope and he says, this money is for zakat. That's also zakat. Or he makes intention at the time of giving, then it's zakat. So the wife, a person says, you know what, I can afford the zakat of my wife. So he pays the zakat on behalf of his wife without her permission. Zakat is not discharged. Your father, you want to give him, it is a kind gesture on your side, you know, pay his zakat. Papa, don't worry about it, I'll pay your zakat. So if you tell him, you ask permission and then you discharge, it is permissible. You don't tell him, you discharge it and then you inform him, zakat not done. So permission is imperative, important. You have to seek permission beforehand. So this has to be done on a yearly basis, or there is open representation that's given. That the wife tells the husband, you are fully responsible for my zakat as long as we are together, as long as we are married, as long as I'm alive. Then you've given, we'll say unfettered representation to the husband, so he can discharge it every year. Else every year permission needs to be sought from the wife or even the child. Sometimes a person, sometimes you invest with the child. You're not telling him how much money in the account. You don't want him to know also. But you want to discharge his zakat. Boy, there's some money in the bank for you. Can I discharge your zakat? Gee, Papa, you can discharge? Then you can discharge the zakat. If he says no, then you have to show him, but this is your amount. So if he wants access to it, then you have to negotiate something after that. But generally we want to keep it a secret, but we have to seek permission. You can't just pay off that zakat. You can't just pay it off and say, well, zakat is done for my son. You have to seek permission. So once they give you open cards to say, right, no problem, you can open permission to go and discharge the zakat, then it will be permissible. Zakat on loans. If someone is owing us money, zakat has to be paid on that loan. From the time the money was forwarded, zakat is payable. Two options. One is you can pay it yearly because that money is retrievable, which means that you haven't written it off, zakat has to be paid. The other option is wait for the time that you receive it, 5, 6, 7 years down the line, and pay for the years that have passed. Then if it was 5, 6, 7 years, zakat of those years have to be paid on that amount once retrieved. So you have the option. Sometimes a person may feel it easier for me. I'd rather just pay every year. And some may feel, hey, you know what, I'm just not too, this one is not a secured loan, this one. Down the line, he may just hit me down. So you don't want to pay it. You may write it off after 5 years. So for that reason, you're not paying the zakat. You have that leeway to do that because you may just write it off. Something can happen, whatever be the case. So that is with regards to loans, inheritance money. Many a times inheritance money due to you has not been collected. You only pay zakat once the money is collected. Once you collect it, you pay. Is it for past years? No. You don't pay for past years, only on the time that you receive the money, you've got possession of the money. In investments, if a person has invested money, then many a times is this question, Maulana, do I pay on capital or dividends and profit only? Or also on the capital? So if the investment is on the nature of you investing in a business that's trading with stock. So if it's trading in stock, then there's zakat on capital and dividends. If you have invested in service-based companies, some company that's servicing, that's delivering service, then it's only on dividends. If it is in property, you've invested in property, meaning people are buying properties, then it goes on into rent, etc., then the zakat is only on the dividends again, not on the capital. Unless you're investing in a company that's buying and selling property, buying and selling, intention is to buy and sell, then capital and dividends, although it's property, due to that intention of purchasing to sell. Very similar with us. Person bought an extra property. He's got it on the beachfront, wherever it may be. Why did you buy it? It's a good investment this year. I'm going to sell it. Just give me a couple more months and this will be in the market. I'll get a very good price for it. At the moment, it's not yet the buyer's market, but I know in a few months, it will be there and I'm going to sell it. Then there's zakat on that. Although you're using it weekends, you are using it. You've rented it out also sometimes. You're getting your money on peak season. But what was your intention when you purchased? To sell. Then you have to pay zakat. That zakatable asset. That goes under the column of assets. Yes, if a person is owing someone money, again, now this is the liabilities. Now this has to be minused. If you're owing someone money, that has to be minused. Now, but you owing someone, example, let's take a figure of 100,000 rand. 100,000 you owe in someone. But you asked him, listen, brother, I can only afford 2,000 rand a month. Or you told him 5,000 rand a month. So the amount of 1 year must be deducted, not the total amount. You've negotiated, you've settled to say 2,000 rand a month. He's accepted it. So 2 times 12 is 24. That's the liability for the year, not the full ballooned amount of 100,000 rand. Only that has to be paid. For this year, a zakat cannot be paid in salaries. Person cannot say times are bad. This fellow is zakatable, and you pay him your salary. You cannot give bonuses. You cannot give salary, 13 check, etc. With zakat is not permissible. Offsetting a loan important. That cannot be done with zakat. Someone is owing you money, and you just offset it. You say no, don't worry about it, and you say zakat. Sometimes you don't tell him, and in your mind you say, no, don't worry about it. And you just write it off, my zakat paid, he's owing me 5,000 rand, don't worry about it, 5,000 zakat paid, that is not permissible. One of the important aspects when it comes to zakat, tamlik is necessary. Tamlik means to transfer ownership. Physical ownership, or whichever in there is tangible ownership, it's very important. So, if there's a poor person, you have to give him the zakat in his hand, he is the owner of it. He has to become malik of it. Then only is... So tamlik has to take place. By telling someone, don't worry about the debt. Have you transferred ownership? No, you haven't done anything. You've written off a debt. There wasn't a transfer of money from your account to his account. Yes, if you take that money and you give it to him, you say, brother, listen over here. You can't pay the debt. There's some zakat for you. So he collects it. You see, there's the payment for the loan. Permissible. Because you've given it, he's got full control. If he wants to keep it, he can keep it. But he gives it back to you, says, this is the payment of the loan. Then that is permissible. So transfer of ownership is important. You cannot just go pay someone's bill. You can't go and pay someone's bill and say, well, your utility bill is paid for. Zakat has been used. Until and unless one way out of it, there's no permission, number one. It was directly, there wasn't transfer of ownership. How do we get around it? We say, listen, appoint someone as your wakil. Who's your representative? Okay, you appoint my son. So he said, right, I appoint your son as my representative and wakil to pay off my loans. So I give it to the wakil. Wakil collects it on his behalf. Zakat discharged. So the wakil, now you go pay the utility. Now he's got powers from the side of this poor person, and he goes and pays off the bill, the account, he settles the account, that is permissible. So these are some of the important laws with regards to zakat. Another important, just some thoughts for us also, it's already 9. One last one is with regards to, there can be some other, sometimes something specific to your business, or work in whatever, we can speak about that. One more is with regards to deposits. A person, very, very common this. There's off, meaning that we just not, there's oversight on this. Person is renting, he's given some, deposit. sometimes 2 months advance, sometimes 1 month. Sometimes something is given into security. That money belongs to me. That is zakatable. I have to pay for it. Just that I don't have access to it. But it's my money. It's not his money, it's my money. So I have to pay zakat. I have to pay zakat on that money, it's my money. And if someone has to pay for an article, meaning sometimes we're sitting with deposits in the shop, whose money is that? So that all depends on the situation now. Is he paying towards the item and we're saying, right, this item is his, or we're keeping it for him in trust to say when the full amount is here, then the article is his. Or is it set aside for a particular item? Then the masla will be different. It would be different whether if the item is already set aside, this is his item, or he's taken possession, you've given it to him, and you're collecting money, then it's your money, meaning the owner of the business. But if it is given, right, if a person has given it, and it's in trust, then that belongs to who? The one who has paid it, the purchaser, the person who's intending to purchase. So the item is not yet his. He says, keep my money. When I got the full amount, I'll come and collect the goods. The goods are not yet mine, not yet sold, intention to purchase. So you've given it to him, keep it over there. When I come with the full amount, sometimes I don't know how to manage my funds, you keep it. 3 months, then after that I'll collect the item. That belongs to the purchaser, not to the seller. So these are some of the important laws. We need to be very particular with regards to our zakat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And many people, alhamdulillah, they round it off also. They say, wait, Mawlana, 2.5% now. Listen, don't play fools over here. Let's make it 3.5. So alhamdulillah, Allah has given heart to certain people and they pay off the zakat in that manner. So they could be certain people that have particular questions on their situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed what you call it, Sherwood and Durban and South Africa, with so many ulama, muftis, darul, iftas, etc. Whoever we are comfortable with, we can ask our particular questions too. If anyone has any particular questions with regards to their situation, then if there are a few people, then let's be considerate of others that have questions, and we can ask our questions. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.